This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged world leaders to declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. Guterres said that economic recovery packages launched in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic represented an opportunity to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future, but he warned this was not happening fast enough.
Carbon dioxide levels are at record highs. Today we are 1.2 degrees hotter than before the Industrial Revolution. If we don't change course, we may be headed for a catastrophic temperature rise of more than 3 degrees this century.
More than 70 world leaders are addressing a one-day virtual gathering aimed at building momentum for much steeper cuts. Diplomats are watching summit speeches for any signs of significantly stronger climate pledges from countries, including China, which surprised many observers by announcing a goal to become carbon neutral by 2060 in September, along with India and Japan. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has cleared the first COVID-19 vaccine for use. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the vaccine is expected to roll out within a couple of days.
I am pleased to announce that late yesterday, the FDA authorized for emergency use the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine.
Dr. Stephen Hahn is the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He says the vaccine is safe and strongly protective.
We applied our high standards of review in reviewing this product so that Americans can have trust and confidence that the vaccine meets FDA's rigorous standards for safety and effectiveness.
Initial doses are scarce and rationed, with health workers and nursing home residents first in line, but they could begin receiving vaccinations in just a couple days.
Our federal partners are already moving to distribute the first doses of the vaccine throughout the country.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Iranian state television reports that dissident journalist Ruhollah Zam, who was convicted of fomenting violence during anti-government protests 3 years ago, was executed on Saturday. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Iranian dissident journalist Ruhollah Zam was executed on Saturday, according to Iran's state television. Zam was convicted of fomenting violence during anti-government protests in 2017, which began as regional protests over economic hardship and spread nationwide. His Ahmad News social media feed had more than 1 million followers. On Saturday, press advocacy group Reporters Without Borders tweeted that the group is outraged by, quote, new crime of Iranian justice and sees Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei as the mastermind of his execution. Amnesty International said it was, quote, shocked and horrified by Iran's action.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. A convoy carrying medicines and relief supplies from the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Ethiopian Red Cross Society has reached Ethiopia's Tigray province to help people affected by the fighting there. The 7 Red Cross trucks carried supplies for hospital patients in the Tigrayan capital Mekele, along with blankets, tarpaulins, and other items to help civilians displaced from their homes. Patrick Youssef, the ICRC's Africa director, said the aid was essential, particularly for hospitals and vulnerable people. The convoy was arranged in coordination with Ethiopian government authorities. It is the first international aid to arrive in Tigray since the conflict erupted almost 6 weeks ago. French riot police dragged and arrested demonstrators in Paris who were protesting against police violence and a security bill on Saturday. Parisians and press freedom activists took to the street to protest against the draft law, which sets out to increase its surveillance tools and restrict rights on circulating images of police officers in the media and online. Protesters say the bill would also restrict civil liberties and would infringe journalists' freedom in the country. France has been hit by a wave of street protests after the government introduced the security bill in Parliament. At least one person was killed and 2 others injured when 10 rockets were fired at various parts of Afghanistan's capital city, Kabul, on Saturday. Local media reported that several areas of the city were hit, including near the airport. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.